A62. Number 12B.
We take, as I said, intelligence, because we have taken that term already with the synonymous terms on the assignment B3. Now, we expand it and just combine it now with ideas. Now, when we do this combination, we should start out by being aware that we are freeing ourselves of playing with terms, so that we just think, what kind of ideas do I have under mind and under spirit, and then just put them together. Always go out from this big rule that a combination must make sense. And in order that the combination makes practical sense, it is always good to have in front of one's mentality also a practical situation, as fundamental as possible, and not just one way off. It is naturally quite true that fundamentally one can combine with intelligence any idea of any of the seven synonymous terms. So you can combine, for instance, intelligence with an idea of soul, and then if you go through the list of soul, you come to joy, the joy of soul, and then you can say intelligence is joy, or is joyous, or something like that. Well, you can say that, but it doesn't really make much sense. It can, in a certain definite situation, make sense. But it is a way off. It's one of the rare situations, perhaps, where this would apply. Therefore, one should really have a very practical sense about these combinations, because they all are counteracting a practical belief, or a belief in our everyday life. And therefore, the more we go at these common beliefs, naturally, the more these combinations make sense. All right. We start with mind and perhaps first see the intra-relationship, a few combinations, just a few, not many, of intra-relationship of intelligence with ideas of mind. What would you see, what would you feel, if we would have to define now spiritually intelligence, how you would start here? Intelligence is an idea of mind. Yes? Don't lose too much time. Yeah?
As all in all.
For instance, that intelligence is all in all. It would count. And then, when we have said that, we take the counterfeit. Always, this is a very practical rule of thumb to bring in the counterfeit, because it doesn't actually add an information if you bring in the counterfeit, but it supports what you say. It is like saying yes, yes, and no, no to something. Is that like saying 2 and 2 is 4? It is not something else. Somehow it strengthens. So we begin and see, all right, intelligence is all in all. And intelligence that is not all in all is actually no intelligence. Yes? You go further, perhaps, to one or the three, four more about intelligence in mind. So intelligence is all in all.
Power.
Intelligence is power, yes. Counterfeit. Therefore, intelligence is not impotent, not powerless. Is that the belief? Very much so, that you say it has no influence, that it has no impact on something, that it has no power, that it does not work itself through. Yes, here you get at once the sense intelligence, the intelligence of mind, the true intelligence is all intelligence. That all intelligence is a power, therefore it does something, it is not powerless. It is further in mind, it's the only influence, therefore it has that intelligence is an all influence, therefore it pervades all space, yes, and you see that power influence gives a terrific sense of intelligence, of that cosmic, that divine intelligence. Yes? Another one?
Active.
Is active. It's a very active intelligence. It doesn't just sit there and wait until it is called to do something. Like an information stored away somewhere, just laying there. It is an intelligence that is constantly active. As the all and all intelligence, it's constantly active. It's powerful, has a terrific influence. Therefore, it cannot be resisted through its influence, through the power of this influence. So we have a sense that this intelligence of mind just goes all over, has an all-in-all influence, has an all-in-all impact on everything, is acting right away, never sleeps or slumbers, it's always active, and you get the sense, you see already, isn't it already now quite terrific that you feel this is intelligence is not something that I have to think about or that I have to make work. You already feel this is doing itself. All right, shall we go to spirit and bring in some ideas that make sense in spirit, and you just flow from this mind standpoint.
It's all evolving.
It's all evolving, so we have a sense that intelligence, you see, is all evolving, is constantly evolving, constantly unfolding. That's terrific, because in the human, isn't it in the human that we think intelligence is that what I have learned, and what I have learned that I know, that's that. But because it reflects spirit, we know that the intelligence of mind is constantly evolving, because it reflects spirit. It has within itself the ability to unfold constantly, to develop, to evolve, yes? Intelligence is evolving only that which is good. Now, can you see, if you always go back and see that intelligence that is all in all, is the all influence, that is powerfully acting all over, is therefore evolving all over the good, is powerfully, actively only evolving the good.
Governing.
Now,
chooses
always the right. It has the right, that's the ability, the faculty, that intelligence to distinguish, and therefore choosing the right. Yes? Another one?
Separating from the illusions or ignorance.
It's separating. It can bring in, therefore, in any situation, that light of mind which separates and makes a clear-cut distinction, which shows you now what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is evil, brings in that discernment, that intelligence of mind becomes now the discernment of spirit, yes? Isn't this, is discernment spirit? Yes, because it can separate, yes? All right, You go on in spirit. You have something else in spirit.
Has infinite energy to keep going.
Has infinite energy to keep going, yeah. Is it the energy of spirit or of truth? Well, yeah, all right. It's the energy of spirit to keep going, unfoldment. Why does it unfold? Because it has that impulsion to go on. We come to soul. What is that intelligence in soul?
Balanced.
Is that, yeah, sure. Okay. Is it sensible blending? Does it make sense?
To me?
Yeah.
Otherwise intelligence could be, there is intelligence that's not balanced, it's unbalanced.
What is a balanced intelligence against an unbalanced intelligence? I can't quite see it at the moment. But you may be, you know, sometimes actually you think of a specific situation of your life which is very important and which I may not at once perceive, so you have sometimes to explain to me. When would we feel that an intelligence must be balanced?
It seems all aspects rather than just one aspect.
Well, that I would not call balanced. That would come in perhaps in principle, where it touches every idea of the system. Balance means much more that it's not going up and down or coming and going, appearing and disappearing. I think perhaps you think much more of the unchangeability, the immutability. That this intelligence is immutable, that it isn't something that is here and gone tomorrow, that cannot be touched or changed by any interference, cannot be put out of balance, that's perhaps what you want to say, by any interference, that remains what it is, so that the identity is unchangeable, never comes nor goes, so that one has a feeling, you see, so often one has a feeling, Jesus said, if you are put before the judge, don't be afraid that you will not know what to say, you will know it, meaning don't be afraid that you have intelligence at one point and not at another point, that at the very point you should know, you don't know, and at the very point you don't need to know, you know it. The thing what I want to do, I do not, don't do. So we must see that intelligence has a sense of soul, which is absolutely intact, untouchable, unchangeable, balanced. All right, now we come to balanced. It's always there and doesn't come and go. Nothing can touch it. Yes?
The soul, would it not also destroy everything unlike itself?
No, that's such truth.
Soul is the protecting essence.
No. Love is protection.
It has great capacity.
You know? We must know our synonyms, I guess you should take those 4 years, I told you. Yeah. Yes?
Negative wavering and indecision at the point of soul.
Yes, you can use that, yes. But would you say that an intelligence is undecided? That's a bit far off. We don't usually attribute to intelligence that quality. So always think of a practical situation. All right.
Intelligence for the soul is undefined, without bounds, unlimited.
Wonderful, huh? That intelligence of mind that is all in all is never in anything, therefore never defined in anything, never therefore in the brain, therefore never in a person. It is all in all as mind, and therefore as soul, never can be put into any limitation. Yes? Then we come to principle. You still Just always take with you all what we have been saying in the preceding synonymous terms, so that it fills and fills consciousness always more and more. All right, now we have had, I repeat, the intelligence of mind is an all intelligence, we said, is all in all, therefore spreads out through all space and time. It is that intelligence which therefore is the infinite influence in that all in all, and therefore acts there in that all in all as an active power influencing the whole universe. Therefore, our spirit unfolding, developing, widening out, has within itself the energy to unfold, to bring forth fruit. It's an intelligence, what did we say, further in spirit? I can't remember. All right, we go on. As unfolds, and unfolds in soul, always so, that it never changes its own identity. That intelligence remains intelligence, it doesn't come and go. It is unchangeable, untouchable, it cannot be touched by any circumstances, by any influences, cannot be touched. It remains what it is, and therefore is unlimited in every way. We come to principle. This intelligence as reflecting principle. This intelligence interprets itself. It's wonderful. We don't have to interpret the Bible or the textbook or the universe. It's that intelligence of the divine mind that knows all and therefore interprets all further.
Fixed in principle.
That intelligence is fixed in principle, it has a principle behind it, it's based in a principle, therefore it is enacted by the principle, operated by the principle, yes, so that intelligence is self-operative, is self-defining, self-explaining, self-interpreting, further.
It has its own system.
That intelligence acts as a system. It has not its own system, but it acts in a system. It acts systematically, you see, not at random, not spurious, not isolated, but in a system, systematically. Therefore, when it touches an idea, it touches the whole system of that subject, yes?
Spiritual power.
Now it has spiritual power. Intelligence therefore has its own demonstrative power. Intelligence therefore... it has not structure. It acts in a structure, just as it acts in a system. We must see that we do not attribute to an idea what is... what must be attributed to the synonymous term, yes? So it acts within the structure, all right? It proves itself, it demonstrates itself.
Harmony, that's the harmony of truth.
Now you must put it with intelligence.
Well, intelligence would know only harmony.
Intelligence only knows harmony, therefore only demonstrates harmony. Therefore always proves the harmony, yes?
Indivisible, impersonal?
It's indivisible, impersonal, because it's a principled intelligence, yes? Because it's fixed in principle, it's impersonal, does not belong to a single person or to a group of people, yes? We go to life. This intelligence which we have built up to this point that proves itself, demonstrates itself, interprets itself, is the intelligence of interpretations, or the interpretation is not unintelligence, not unlearnable.
Spontaneous.
It's spontaneous, it's an intelligence that acts completely spontaneous, that does not need a process to arrive at something, but it is the sudden enlightenment that pours in into consciousness. It's the sudden inspiration. Here intelligence becomes the inspiration of life, you see, that just pours in its solution at the instantaneous moment, yes? That intelligence is in life. That's truth. It's eternal, huh? It's an eternal intelligence, therefore we must see that this does not die off. A very great point, huh? That it's not born and it does not die. Therefore it's independent of the birth and death process. It's eternal, deathless, indestructible, isn't it? That intelligence, we begin to see that intelligence has nothing to do with our body, with our physical life here, biological life here, with our earthly life here. Yes, has nothing to do with that, because it has to do with the one life, and you really lift that intelligence right out of the physical universe, like in the fifth day, the birds fly above the earth, you lift it up and out of our human connotation, you begin to see really that intelligence as deathless, as incorporeal, yes, as
the newness.
Yes. So intelligence, again, we can see, is that which can constantly bring forth completely new insights. Huh? That's real intelligence. Not just knowing what we know, huh? But the ability that it has within itself, the seed, to bring forth new insights, new aspects. Yes.
Therefore, it's always expanding and never contracting.
It's always expanding, never contracting, never falls back to itself. Huh? It has that terrific sense, yeah?
Irresistible.
It's irresistible, huh? Irrepressible. An intelligent idea just works itself through. You can't put it, you can't suppress it. Yeah? It's irresistible, irrepressible. Yes?
Inexhaustible, never wears out.
Yes, that's usually love, huh? Yeah, inexhaustible love. Well, it's self-providing, you see, yes, self-sustaining that intelligence. We don't have to do things in order to sustain it, huh? Like sometimes one feels one has to use one's brain a lot or repeat things again in order to sustain it, self-sustaining, yes. We come to truth. Sorry. We come to truth, yeah?
At that point, intelligence is pleasing to have the attitude, have the educated. It's whole, it's formed.
Yes. So intelligence is whole, huh? Does not need to be educated. Did you say that? Does not need to be educated. Yeah. It's there, huh? It lies there in the consciousness of being, huh? So that intelligence is consciousness. Now we suddenly come to the point that intelligence is self-conscious of itself. Huh? That we do not have to make ourselves conscious of intelligence, but it is self-conscious of itself and therefore does by itself what is right, what is true. Yes? Intelligence is what?
It has a standard.
Intelligence has a high standard, has an ideal standard, huh? Yeah? Does not lower its standard, does not, yeah? Intelligence as truth is, huh? It's that healing intelligence, it's that saving intelligence. If an intelligence does not heal, not save, nor solve a situation, what do we have? Such an intelligence would be of no avail, huh? So we can see that as reflecting truth, we see that intelligence is saving, healing, is a remedial, has a remedial effect, yeah? Just as it had a correcting effect, huh? Now it comes in that it destroys ignorance, huh? Yeah, you get it now, huh? Yes? So that in love, intelligence as love would then show us what? That intelligence is?
Self-fulfilling.
Is self-fulfilling.
Goal-directing.
Is goal-directed. You see, that's really an intelligence, huh? That is goal-directed, that really knows where to go, huh? What is the purpose? What is the aim? What is the high goal? Huh? This is a proper intelligence. You know that intelligence which we have in the world is never goal-directed, is never purpose-directed, is never directed towards fulfillment. It's always directed to self-destruction. So we can see how a terrific concept intelligence is when we define it through the synonymous term. This intelligence as self-fulfilling, goal-directed, purposely or purpose-oriented, person is what in love?
Has no conflict.
Has no conflict, you see? That's terrific. It has no conflict within itself. It, Ruth, what did you say?
Universal.
Is universal, yes.
Perfection.
Drives towards perfection, brings out perfection, can never bring out imperfection, that intelligence, huh? Can never bring out something destructive, huh, in life. So in truth it is always destroying error, and in love that brings out its perfect purpose, and, yes. It's salvation, yes, yes. It's intelligence of salvation, further in love.
It blesses all.
And blesses all, huh?
Yeah.
Very nice, huh? Yes. That's you, huh? Yes.
May I go back to principle a moment?
Oh, yes.
I was just thinking how wonderful it is to conceive of intelligence as the principle of all sciences.
Yes.
Because today they... Sciences.
Okay. Yeah.
Damage is good.
Okay, that would be wonderful. Huh? We had there in principle, we go back quickly, that intelligence has a principle and therefore is the principle of all sciences. Therefore, we really should draw every information from the intelligence of principle. Yes? So that at the point of love, this intelligence is fulfilling a plan. See? That intelligence is really that which is behind a plan. Without intelligence, the plan doesn't work, it's not properly conceived. So the conception of mind as the intelligent planner finds its fulfillment, its consummation in love. So that intelligence is always consummated fully when it is fulfilling its own plan. Yes? What else do you want?
Seems to me that was a good treatment for handling evil.
For handling evil, yeah. Yeah.
Having a sound of that intelligence is not isolated or fragmented, localized, integrated, universal?
Yes, yeah. Universal, yeah, it's already here. Therefore not isolated, not spasmodic. Yeah.
What Mr. Greer said is inexhaustible.
Aha, you save him now. That intelligence is inexhaustible. Huh? There is no end to it. You can draw from it as long as you like. Yes. So the inexhaustible love is also the inexhaustibility of intelligence. Yeah. Okay. So we did intelligence. Now we know what is intelligence. It's taken us half an hour, but now we have a better sense than if we go to Webster dictionary and ask what is intelligence. Do we?
Yeah.
Can we see that it is for Mr. Zeddy absolutely impossible to give a definition of intelligence? You see? She needs the whole textbook to tell us so.